You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. And now, commentator Gary Joyner.
Most people who study the history of the Civil War know about the Confederate president, Jefferson Davis, and perhaps they've heard something about his wife, Verena. However, most know little, if anything, about Davis's first wife, Sarah Knox Taylor. Sarah was the daughter of General Zachary Taylor and his wife, Margaret. Born in 1814 at Fort Knox in Vincennes, Indiana, she was named for her paternal grandmother and for the fort where she was born. Her family often called her Knox or Knoxie. Following her education in Kentucky, she returned to her family. She was a girl of delicate beauty with porcelain skin, brilliant blue eyes, and long brown hair, which she wore in long coiled strands. As the family moved with General Taylor to commands across the West, she found herself at Fort Crawford at Prairie du Chien in Wisconsin during the Black Hawk War. Taylor's second in command was a young lieutenant and West Point graduate, Jefferson Davis of Mississippi. Sarah Knox and Jefferson Davis soon fell in love. Zachary Taylor appreciated Davis for his military skills, but he was opposed to the relationship with his daughter. Sarah's older sister was married to a career Army officer and, at that time, was raising three children on another Western fort. Taylor did not believe Sarah would thrive as a frontier Army officer's wife. Davis eventually was transferred to St. Louis, but he kept a close correspondence with Sarah. He asked her to marry him, and she accepted. He wrote to her soon after, "Your kind, dear letter, I have kissed it often, and it has driven many a mad notion from my brain. Sarah, whatever I may be hereafter, I will ascribe to you. Neglected by you, I should be worse than nothing, and if the few good qualities I possess shall, under your smiles, yield fruit, it will be yours. Shall we not soon meet, Sarah, to part no more?" Jefferson Davis so loved Sarah that he resigned his commission, evoking General Taylor's blessing. The couple was married at her aunt's home in Louisville, Kentucky, on June 17, 1835. Her parents did not attend, and it was rumored that Zachary Taylor could not bear to see his youngest daughter married. For their honeymoon, the couple took a steamboat to Vicksburg, Mississippi, and a short distance south of there, Davis began planning their home, Briarfield. Late in August, they visited Davis's older sister at her plantation, Locust Grove, in West Feliciana Parish. Soon after arriving, they both contracted a fever, most probably either malaria or yellow fever. Davis's case was light, and he recovered very quickly. Sarah's was much worse, and on September 15th, 2 days shy of their 3-month anniversary, she died and was buried at Locust Grove. Her death caused a schism between Davis and Sarah's family for 10 years, and he lapsed into a deep melancholy. He went to Cuba and then to New York before returning to his empty home at Briarfield. He remarried in 1845, rejoined the Army, and served under Zachary Taylor at the Battle of Buena Vista in the Mexican War. After that war, he turned to politics as U.S. Senator from Mississippi and later Secretary of War under President Franklin Pierce. At the beginning of the Civil War, he was elected President of the Confederacy. Sarah's brother, Richard, became a Major General in the Confederate Army and commander of the Confederate troops at the Battle of Mansfield. To the day that the two men were separated by death, Davis and Taylor referred to each other as "my brother" or "my brother-in-law," or simply by their first names. Their love for Sarah bound them together, creating a powerful relationship that extended beyond her death. Yes, even in the case of a beautiful young girl, history matters.